With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Supreme Court has rejected President-elect Trump's bid to delay sentencing in his New York criminal case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The court's 5-4 order clears the way for Judge Juan Merchan to impose a sentence Friday morning in Manhattan. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Amy Coney Barrett joined with the court's three liberals in rejecting Trump's emergency motion. He has denied any wrongdoing despite being convicted on 34 counts of falsifying business records. The judge does not plan to give the president-elect jail time, fines, or probation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal appeals court has also denied a bid to block the public release of Special Counsel Jack Smith's report on President-elect Trump's efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss. A plea deal scheduled for Friday for the accused 9/11 mastermind has been blocked.
The Biden administration has succeeded in temporarily blocking a plea deal for accused 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed that would spare him the risk of the death penalty for Al-Qaeda's September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States. The decision by a 3-judge panel of the District of Columbia Federal Appeals Courts grants an unusual request by the government to postpone a deal reached by the Defense Department. It was a last-ditch government request to prevent Mohammed from entering a guilty plea in Guantanamo Bay with family members of some of the nearly 3,000 people killed in Al-Qaeda's September 11th attacks already there to hear it. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Officials say more than 10,000 structures have burned in the Los Angeles area fires. Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley said Thursday that officials have confirmed the fire killed 2 people. This is SRN News. Another reason to fear artificial intelligence.
The Sydney Morning Herald reports that doctors on Australian fertility clinics are beginning to use AI to decide which embryos will be used and which destroyed during in vitro fertilization procedures. The newspaper goes on to say that in most cases it appears that parents are not being informed that a computer program is making such grave decisions. Pro-life advocates have long criticized IVF for its destruction of large numbers of embryos. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group of artists are complaining about a Florida law that requires government contractors to affirm they're not engaged in a boycott of Israel. The measure has been on the books for years, but is now sparking concerns among some pro-Palestinian artists who want to be free to protest Israel and still have access to public funding. Florida is one of more than 30 states blocking government agencies from hiring companies that boycott Israel. SRN News. A federal court on Thursday blocked President Joe Biden's proposed changes to Title IX, halting his administration's efforts to expand the definition of sex to include gender identity nationwide.
In a decision issued Thursday, U.S. District Judge Danny Reeves scrapped the entire 1,500-page regulation after deciding it was fatally tainted by legal shortcomings. The rule had already been halted in 26 states after a wave of legal challenges by Republican-led states. President-elect Donald Trump previously promised to end the rules, quote, on day one of his second term. The decision came in response to a lawsuit filed by Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Virginia, and West Virginia. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Vice President-elect J.D. Vance has resigned his seat in the U.S. Senate effective Friday. The move will trigger Republican Governor Mike DeWine's closely watched appointment of a successor. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.